easy out there to feel like you can do whatever you want to against those guys?
My teammates just found me in the right spots. You know, it's my job to post hard and create angles for the guards, and you know, they feed me the ball so I can score.
So their coach was pretty complimentary of you. Do you feel like this was one of your better games, or do you think it was partially, you know, they're not a really big team. They have a little bit of length, but not real big.
Yeah, I mean, we're supposed to play well inside against smaller teams. You know, that's our strength, and that was one of their weaknesses, and I feel like we attacked that. You know, Coach did a good job of emphasizing just get the ball inside, get paint touches, drive them, whatever. Just get inside the paint, and you know that was the key for the game.
Tyler, did you feel like you guys were able to execute that early on? Was there any, I guess, bit to the game that seemed a little sluggish?
Yeah, these games are all about energy. I mean, we know we have the better players. We know we're prepared, but it's all about being excited to play, especially when you haven't played in about a week. So when we first came out, you know, our energy wasn't as good, especially in the first 5 minutes. But I think we did a good job of regrouping, especially in the second half, and coming out and playing hard.
Is that just something that in the nature is hard to do?
I think it's just something you have to, you know, work at. It's all about preparation. And as a team, I was talking to J.C. Andrew earlier, we got to just be better at preparing as a team, making sure everyone's ready to go, making sure everyone has good energy, everyone's ready to play in any game. You know, these games are all preparation for SEC play. So these are just as important as any game we're playing.
Yeah, preparation for other games. Chris, do you feel like almost every time you go out there that you're playing to get more minutes and be that third guard, you know?
I come in just looking to provide a spark off the bench, like Tyler said, creating that energy ourselves, and if doing whatever it takes to help our team win, and if that's me getting more minutes, then that's what I'm going to fill my role with.
Are you feeling more comfortable when you go out there?
Yes, sir. I think in practice we've been really competing harder, and that's got me personally and my teammates more prepared for the games.
Sir, I mean, it's just something that we work on, something that Coach emphasizes every day, and, you know, it works both ways. You know, they can't give me the ball if I'm not working, and, you know, if I'm not, like I said, if I'm not working, I can't give them a way to give me the ball. So it goes both ways. It's just something we do every day, and we just try to go out there and execute.
Talked about energy. How much energy does it give you when Robert comes in and gets some alley-oops, and just how much of a dimension to your offense does it add, knowing you can throw it up to him and he can send it in?
Man, it really changes the game. I mean, those are exciting plays. Those are energy-giving plays. And he makes life on offense and defense a lot easier. You know, you can't leave him around the basket. You can't really help off him. And on defense, you know, he's going to be there to come block weak side shot. So Robert changes the game in a lot of ways, and he's getting it. He's starting to understand just how good he can be, and he's working at it. But he definitely changes the game.
You give teammates credit on his career high 25. Are you excited about that?
I'm more just looking forward to the next game right now. Like I said, we're supposed to play well against these teams. We're supposed to dominate these teams. And, I mean, we didn't even win the rebound, you know, war for the game. We lost by 8. And those kind of things, you know, tomorrow's focus, putting body on people, getting ready to be better at that for the next game.
Thank you.